Yes, sir. You've got to admit it. A rooster's a mighty important bird around a farm. You can just about call him a feathered alarm clock. I know around here we all depend a great deal on old Gaylord. That's what we call him. That's him over there by that stack of hay. Now, I don't understand how he knows that it's time for the sun to come up. I guess you might say he just works by instinct. And when he's feeling pretty good, you can hear him crowing for miles around. Sometimes he starts off a little too early, and then I'm liable to get a few complaints. But he's worth it. Why, can you imagine what would happen some morning if he decided not to crow? Well, here, let's let old Gaylord tell us all about it.
Can't you imagine what would happen if a rooster didn't want to crow? Why, the little hens would keep on sleeping, and there'd be no more eggs, you know. Oh, there'd be no more baby chickens before you could stop and think. No more romance, no more babies. Chickens would soon be extinct. So there is one thing we all know, that a rooster better crow, better crow. Yes. He's gotta get up
in the morning,
at sunup
in the morning.
He hops on the fence
in the morning
and crows
in the morning.
He hates to get up
in the morning,
but he gets up
in the morning.
He can't stay asleep
in the morning.
He has to get up and get going. The pigs are not eating.
Get up, get up.
The sheep are not bleating.
Get up, get up.
A rooster keeps bleating.
Get up, get up.
Because he knows it takes a crow for them to go, go, go. He's gotta get up
in the morning,
at sunup
in the morning,
and crow
in the morning.